Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Cattlemen's Beef Board, they've got their plan of work laid out for them here for the new fiscal year. Tell us more.
Yes, it's a plan of work for the National Checkoff, and the Cattlemen's Beef Board will invest approximately $38.9 million into checkoff programs of beef promotion, research, consumer information, industry information, foreign marketing, and producer communications during fiscal year 2022. Five of the key areas funded include $9.5 million for promotion program, which encompasses the popular Beef It's What's for Dinner campaign. In research, $8.8 million was approved for programs focused on nutrition, sustainability, product quality, and consumer perceptions. The consumer information programs was funded to the tune of $7.6 million for efforts including national consumer public relations. $8.4 million was approved for international marketing of U.S. beef focused on 13 regions representing more than 90 countries around the world. For the complete list of national checkoff efforts in 2022, check out drivingdemandforbeef.com.
Well, Central America has been a star performer for U.S. beef and pork exports in 2021. Throughout August, beef exports to the region were nearly 60% above last year, while pork exports were up almost 50% from the record pace of 2020. Lucia Riano, U.S. Meat Export Federation representative in Central America and the Dominican Republic, has more on the factors driving their growth on this USMEF report.
Due to the pandemic, everybody had to be more creative on creating new business and new ways of getting to the end consumer. Different channels open this year. We have like the delivery platforms that are new in the region. We also have the increase of sales volume that we see in retail stores. People used to just eat the U.S. meat in the restaurants. They were used to that. But now we've been reaching these end consumers that are very happy to learn how they can cook their cuts at home. And we have gained more customers. This has helped to increase the volume of consumption in each of the countries, even though we had a lot of restrictions during the pandemic.
Ruano adds that nearly all U.S. red meat now enters Central America at zero duty under the U.S. Central America Dominican Republican Free Trade Agreement.
From this year, all the countries except Panama are able to import pork and beef from the U.S. with 0% tariff. That is an advantage for us and a benefit because the select grade was the one that had the tariff on. It competes with the price of the Nicaraguan beef. So people now can decide, but when they try the U.S. beef, they can perceive the difference, and they usually like more the beef from the U.S. Pork already is in the 0%, and even when it had the tariff, it was cheaper to import pork from the U.S. than use the local or the domestic pork.
Once again, that's Lucia Riano, U.S. Meat Export Federation representative in Central America and the Dominican Republic. Well, the U.S. Department of Agriculture will begin mailing ballots out this week for the Farm Service Agency or FSA County and Urban County Committee elections to all eligible agricultural producers and private landowners across the country. Elections are occurring in certain local administrative areas for these committee members who make important decisions about how federal farm programs are administered locally. To be counted, producers and landowners must return their ballots to their local FSA county office to be postmarked by December the 6th of 2021. Producers must participate or cooperate in an FSA program to be eligible to vote in the county committee election. A cooperating producer is someone who's provided information about their farming or ranching operation but may not have applied or received FSA program benefits. Producers can find out if their local administrative area is up for election and if they're eligible to vote by contacting their local FSA county office. You've got farm news on Ron.
Save on taxes with a durable Kubota purchase from Great Plains Kubota. Don't wait till December to shop our reliable Kubota equipment because it may be too late. Call 855-4-KUBOTA to ask a sales pro about GP's factory to field program. With Kubota inventory shortages, you can't afford to miss out on our exclusive offer designed to help you get the Kubota you'll need before the end of the year. The good news is Great Plains Kubota has more Kubota equipment, more options, and more ways to serve their customers than other dealers. Visit us online at gpkubota.com. That's gpkubota.com.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.